It's looking less and less likely that state senators and assembly members will get a pay raise this year, but Governor Andrew Cuomo and lawmakers still have a number of issues they need to resolve before the year ends, ranging from the siting of gambling casinos to how to close a thruway deficit and whether to go ahead with hydrofracking. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Lawmakers' hopes for a pay raise in their new term are fading with the waning days of 2014, as Governor Cuomo continues to press for an ethics reform package in exchange for a salary hike. The governor, over the past few days, has said lawmakers have not agreed to greater disclosure of outside incomes and campaign finance reform, items that Cuomo has tried unsuccessfully to get approved for at least a couple of years.
I'm saying I want more. And they're saying they're not prepared for more. And that's sort of where we are.
Despite the absence of a special session, there are still a number of major issues that will reach their conclusion in the next few days. A state board will reveal which gambling conglomerates will be permitted to open four new casinos in the Hudson Valley and Catskills regions, Albany area, and Southern Tier Finger Lakes region. The New York State Thruway Board is meeting on December 19th. The Thruway has a multi-million dollar deficit in the upcoming years, partly due to the construction of the new Tappan Zee Bridge over the Hudson River, and some lawmakers have speculated that toll hikes could be on the table, though a spokesman for the Thruway says toll increases will not be part of the 2015 budget. Governor Cuomo suggests that perhaps the state could make up the Thruway's operating deficit. That occurred in 2013 when the Thruway Authority proposed, then rescinded, a plan to steeply raise truck tolls.
If you don't want to increase the tolls, the government can subsidize the rate. If you don't want to pay a Tappan Zee toll of X, the government can subsidize the Tappan Zee toll.
A long-awaited report on the health effects of hydrofracking is also expected to be released before December 31st. Lobbyists on both sides are gearing up. Environmental groups plan protests if fracking is to be allowed, even just in communities that want to begin gas drilling. The Natural Resource Defense Council's Kate Sinding is pressing Cuomo to declare a new moratorium of 3 to 5 years.
We are counting on Governor Cuomo to continue standing his ground and not to cave to pressure from powerful oil and gas companies who want to frack near our families, homes, and schools.
One major issue that will not be resolved in the next 2 weeks is how to reform the state's criminal justice system to restore public trust when an unarmed civilian is killed in a confrontation with police. Governor Cuomo wants to approach the topic differently than the gun control laws approved 2 years ago. They were hastily written and passed early in January. Cuomo says this time he wants lawmakers and the public to deliberate over a package of proposals that he intends to introduce at his State of the State speech on January 7th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.